Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with Gary Brennan in for Niall Boylan. And still to come this hour, I've got an interview in about 25 minutes with a gentleman called Alan Carrick. He's going to be joining me to talk about his struggle with addiction and recovery. Alan hopes to be able to use his experience to help others that may be suffering. So do stay with me for that one. But before we get there, I've got a listener email that I want to read out to you and get your opinion on. Should I report a colleague? I caught one of the lads at work doing coke. I did have my suspicions about him, but I fully caught him the other day in the toilet. This means that he's been doing it all the other times too, like in the vans and the storage rooms. He drives one of the vans, so it means he's driving on the stuff. I'm torn between whether I should report this to my boss or just leave it alone. I know the guy's missus too, and she wouldn't be happy if she found out either, especially because they have young kids and that stuff is expensive. What do you think I should do? Should I confront him directly, or is it better to report it to my boss? And do I tell his missus? Any advice would be appreciated. Let us know what you think on WhatsApp 0871 880008, and you can also get involved on social media on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. So Maureen, what do you think he should do? You actually think he should have a wee chat with his friend first?
I do. I just want to say, Gary, before I say anything else, you're doing a great job there filling in for Niall.
Oh, thank you very much, Maureen. I appreciate that.
You're very easy on the ears.
I'd like to be easy on the eyes, but I'll take the ears. It's all right.
Well, if I see a picture of you, I'll let you know.
I'm sure you will, Maureen.
he's a friend of his, I presume, from that email.
Yes,
the
yes.
Two of them are friends.
Yeah, they work together and
yeah,
he's friends.
Well, you know, if he's a good friend, he'll confront him and say to him, and, you know, maybe ask him, oh, what's the problem, or why are you doing this?
Before you
go anywhere else.
I'm not sure how good friends they are, but they certainly work together. And he's wondering who to tell. Go to him first, or maybe go to his wife, which is, it seems like a funny one. I mean, if they work together, yeah. I would imagine approaching the wife is going to be awkward.
Well, that would be awkward. But then again, you see, if he goes straight to his boss, if they are friends and nobody else seems to know about this other lecturer, he's going to know exactly what, I suppose you would say, like who snitched on him. But yeah, I'd suggest he just having a word with him, take him aside there one day and saying, look, I've seen you now. I know exactly what's going on. And, you know, let him explain himself if he can.
Yeah, and not go to the
and
boss.
And if he doesn't, well, if he keeps it up, well, then I would be. I'd say to him, well, if you're not going to stop or, well, you know, I'd have to report you because you're driving, if you're driving under the influence of this.
Well, see, that's an important part of the letter you've just pointed out, is that he's out driving and he's intoxicated. I mean, like, in whatever about drink or anything like that, he's doing cocaine and it's bound to affect your driving. It's dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is dangerous. It is dangerous.
I'd imagine the boss would want to know.
Well, yes, the boss would want to know. But you see, but he's, if you're a friend with somebody and you know that this is happening, you had a suspicion and then you saw it, well, then if you're a friend, you'll approach your friend and ask him, what's going on? Is there something going on that you need to talk about?
Yeah, we touched on this last night with the Garda releasing photo fits of the people that were involved in the Dublin riots, and we were asking people up and down the country if they saw someone they knew, would they report them to the Gardaí? And the interesting response we got was people said no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't shop in anyone they knew to the guards because of the Dublin riots, which I found really interesting, because if I was working like here and there was a colleague. And it wouldn't happen, but I'm just saying, just, you know, if there was and they were doing something like this, it would be dealt with very, very quickly.
Yes. Yeah.
And I can't imagine no one else has noticed. He can't be the only one to have noticed this.
Well, he may not be, but you see, no one else has said anything, but he has seen him now, because he said in the letter he had a suspicion. But he's saying the suspicion, he couldn't prove it.
Yeah.
But well, now he's seen him, so he can prove it.
Yeah.
And you know, I'd be saying, look, what's wrong? Like, you know, is there something really wrong that you're taking this? And look, if he keeps it up and maybe he sees him again, well, then I'd be saying to him, well, you know, I'd have to report this. Because you're a danger, especially when you're driving.
I imagine it happens in a lot of places, Maureen, because cocaine is everywhere in this country.
Well, I don't, maybe it does, Gary. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it does.
Stay there, Maureen.
Because some people can hide it very can hide it very well, though, can't they?
Oh, listen, there's people who can hide these things extremely well. They're experts in
extremely
it.
Extremely well, yeah. That's it. And you would never know by looking at them if there was anything wrong with them. Like they sniff cocaine or whatever else they snort up their nose.
Yeah, yeah, interesting.
Or inject even.
I've got Margaret online too. Margaret, you think you should go to the boss, safety first?
Yeah, definitely. And then I'd be making my way straight to his wife. And I'd be saying to him, I saw you. I saw you what you were doing. I don't know what the hell is going on. But you are putting not alone your own life at risk by getting behind the wheel of a car, but you're putting other road users at risk. And you have to be brought to task on this. And I'm doing it for your own personal safety. And I go to the wife and I tell the wife, I've already spoken to the boss. And, you know, if the boss is a good boss, he will help him to go and seek the proper help. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't agree, you know, I was saying there to Molly before I came on, I do not agree with anybody taking drugs unless it's prescribed by your GP or a consultant.
Yeah.
Do not agree with it. I do not agree with the government talking about bringing it in for people who only use a little bit. Drugs are drugs.
Sort of decriminalising drugs.
Yeah. No, I don't agree with it. No way. No way do I agree with it. I think, you know, and I mean, your other subject there about alcohol.
Yeah.
You know, I never drank a drop in my life. The smell of it, it is, oh, jeez, no, thanks very much.
You never drank, you know, Margaret? You never had a drink?
Never. No, never. I'm at 50, I'd be about for 55 years of pioneer.
A full-on pioneer.
Yeah, I never drank in my life. So you make your pledge on your confirmation, which was 12. So I'm 67 now. So add that one up quickly.
And was there a reason you made the pledge, Margaret?
Yeah. My father was an alcoholic.
So you saw how bad it could be?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. And I swore, you know, I was afraid that I could have his gene. I'll be quite honest about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, said, no, not going down that path. Saw what I did. Not nice. And drugs, you know, is the same. And that chap has children and a wife. And, you know, he obviously, I'm not saying he doesn't care, but he has to be told, what the hell do you think you're at? You have children, you have a beautiful wife, you have a home, and you spend the money on going out and buying whatever he's buying.
Do you see
it's
the way...
It's all about... It's wrong, Gary.
The way I would look at it, personally, is I would be very worried that something would happen to him driving. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I would always say to myself, because I've learned over the years that it's best to speak up if you know something, because if something awful happened to him, if he was out driving and he had a horrific accident and something tragic happened to him or happened to someone else, I would never forgive myself for not doing something about it. So this chap has to do something about it, in my opinion. And I would go and I would say, listen, I know you're doing it, and I'm taking it to the boss right now. I'd be level with them. I wouldn't give them an option. I wouldn't say stop it and don't do it in work. And if you do, I'll tell the boss. I'd say I'm telling them and I've caught you. Just to nip it in the bud. Do you know what I mean? What do you make of that, Margaret?
Yeah. No, I'd agree with you. I would just say, look, I saw what you're at. I know what you're taking. And I'm telling you, man to man, face to face, I'm going straight to the boss and I'm going to tell him exactly what you were doing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that you need help.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you said that he knows the wife. And I mean, it's not fair on her. It's not fair on the children. And, you know, you don't know what their financial situations are like or anything like that. Like anybody out there today, everybody is struggling in their own little way, you know.
Oh, yeah, everybody has a cross to bear.
Everybody has some little thing that, you know, might crop up, you know. And you have to have the few bob to, you know, see you through and put food on the table and pay for your gas, electricity, all the usual things that crop up. And there he is, wasting money trying these things. You don't need it in your life.
Yeah,
you don't
I hear you, Margaret.
Alcohol in your life either.
I hear you, but
you can have loads of fun. When I have a 7-Up or a glass of Club Orange, I get first giddy.
The sugar.
And, yeah. and when I go to a wedding and people say to me, Jesus, Margaret, are you sure you're not drinking? Because I don't get off the floor. And the last wedding I was at, oh, your mama was singing the song and I knew it. And I was dancing on the floor, hands up in the air, singing the song. And he says, oh, we have a great singer here in front of me. Come up here, you. And start singing with him and everything. I had a great old time.
There you go. And then it's amazing what you can do on a 7-Up in a Club Orange.
You know, Gary, you can have a fantastic time and you don't wake up with a hangover.
I hear you, Margaret.
You get into your car the next morning and you don't have to be worried about being stopped by an Garda Síochána corner.
I hear you.
Because you know in your heart and soul that there's nothing there.
Yeah.
I was stopped, you know, and I said to God, you won't catch anything on me.
Yeah, no, no.
We'll see about that.
You're right there, Margaret. Stay there, Margaret, because I've got Sarah who wants to get in. Sarah, what do you think this chap should do?
With the fella that's taking the coke, or is me?
The mate. Should he confront the boss, or should he confront your man, or tell his missus?
He should turn around and it's just a work colleague. Mm-hmm. Tell him what he's saying and just tell him that he's going to report him. I wouldn't get involved with the relationship side of things.
No, I think that's a really bad idea. It's not a great question. It's like, why would you even think of that?
Yeah, I wouldn't go there with that because that's nothing got to do with the person. But if you're walking with a person that's putting your life at risk and everyone else's, like, that's your responsibility. And that's what your manager will tell you. You know, if you go to the boss or something does happen, and if you're out doing a run with, like, and you already know this, you'll end up getting sacked as well. So, like, at the end of the day, you're better off. Honesty is the best policy. And brutal honesty can be hard sometimes. If he's a good colleague, then you have a bit of crack with him.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's a job. I don't think anybody goes to get a job to make friends. I know it's nice when you get into a job to make friends, but at the end of the day, it's paying your bills. And if you want to be part of that environment, you know, that's a choice that you make.
Sarah, I hear you. And look, to be honest with you, I mean, if I was to tell you what I'd do, I'd have no problem telling them. I'd have no problem confronting someone. If I was working with someone that was doing that, I would have no issue whatsoever of confronting them and saying, listen, what the hell are you doing? I mean, it's my workspace too. I have to work here, you know, and I don't want things like that going on around me. I have every right to speak up.
But this is the thing, right? Then the stigma, then the atmosphere between yourself and whoever. Like, I won't be able to work in that environment. You know, because the energy is going to be toxic. So you're better off being honest and just saying, listen, I'll go to the manager with you, have a chat. Maybe there's some support there for you. Where most companies would have support for them. You know, and if they don't, You know, you have to just take it on the chin. It is what it is.
Yeah, you'd have to be fairly direct, though, wouldn't you, Sarah? Because people will tend to go,
oh, you need to be assertive in that area.
Yeah, you really do. Because
your man, last speaker.
Your man will probably...
Like the person is out.
Go on.
Sorry, Gary.
No,
go
on. You know, you're all right. Go on ahead.
No, I'm just saying, what if they were out doing a job or something like that and they ran over, God forbid, like the person killed them, you know, if you had an accident, then the company will find out one way or another. You know what I mean? So, like...
And then you might get in trouble for knowing and not saying anything.
Well, that's what I said to you beforehand. Like, people think when they're in a job, like, it's not their duty to report out that they're saying. Like, they have a response. You have a response. Even you alone, Gary, where you work, you have a responsibility in your workplace. If you do see that, you know what I mean? So, like, you have to be honest. I know it's a horrible thing, but if that does happen in the workplace and if you knew about it, you're part of it.
Yeah,
by association.
And like, I get the impression a lot of people texting in about snitching and, you know, telling on people. This isn't telling tales. Like, there's always people in offices up and down the country, indeed all over the world, that'll be running to the boss with every little bit of gossip, you know, going, oh, did you hear about your man? Did you see your one doing this and all that? You know, the usual. But this is a serious... this is serious. This is breaking the law and the premises
exactly
of the company
right.
working.
What have you seen your friend, right, your colleague in doing something like that, right? And you say nothing that day, and then the next day you go in, and then someone goes, "Our such and such is in the toilet dead." What are you going to think?
Well, there you go, exactly. Yeah,
it goes back to what I said earlier.
You never know what'll happen.
Exactly. You know, so like, it is a very, very horrible situation to be in for either side, but the relationship telling the missus. That have nothing at all got to do with me.
Not at all. Don't go near the wife.
Yeah.
No chance.
That'd be down to whoever has taken it.
Yeah. That's too far. That's the private life. I mean, you're dealing with a professional thing here. You're talking about work. Do you know what I mean? You don't be getting involved in people's private lives at all.
And I'm sure your employer doesn't, you know, insure you for being under the influence of cocaine.
No, and do you know what?
I know many jobs, and my job is like these easy pulling and say, listen, you know, spot check. You know, there is jobs like that when they're working certain areas.
Well, that's something that came in on the text as well, like, is that this happens all over the place. It's quite common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and it is very, very, like, as Maureen touched on a day, you'd be talking to somebody and you wouldn't even know. You know? And that same goes for prescribed medication. Some people abuse prescribed medication.
It's very true.
And it's exactly
the
same thing. You know, so, you know, where do you draw the line there?
Yeah,
but
no,
you have
right.
a responsibility for yourself. So
you
need to be direct.
Difference. There's a big difference between being prescribed medication by a GP or a consultant to taking an illegal subsidy into your body. That's what we're talking about. And people texting in saying you're a snitch. It's not about being a snitch. It's about saving that person's life and other people's lives when he's behind the wheel of a car. And if people can't understand that, they're fools.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to have to leave that one there,
you know,
Margaret and Sarah.
Dreadful.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave that one there because in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to be joined, actually. A similar sort of conversation that we're having here. It'll run into it. It's a good segue because Alan Carrick is going to be joining me, and he's a recovering addict, and he's very open about his experiences on social media, and he's going to be talking to us all about that in just a minute. So I hope you both listen to that and enjoy it.
We will.
Thanks for calling in, ladies.
Thanks
very much. Good night to you.
Bye.
Now. Real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.